Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Numbers 35, verses 1 to 3 says, "The Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan of Jericho, saying, 'Command the people of Israel to give to the Levites some of the inheritance of their possession as cities for them to dwell in. And you shall give the Levites pasture lands around the cities.'" There is a principle throughout Scripture that we should care for those entrusted with caring for us. Those who serve God by serving us full-time should have their needs met by us. Those who want to be used by God should be in a position where they trust God. Putting too much trust in money or in the bank or relying on inheritances or placing hope in people will destroy the leader. Those who lead need to trust God, and those who are led need to give in a way that shows that they trust God. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 and 13 says, "We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and who are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves." It is so easy to criticize those who are in leadership. It's always easy to think that we could do their job far better than they could. That's not our role. We need to support those who are leaders, financially, emotionally, and in every way possible. Hebrews 13:7 says, "Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." Leaders are in a very special position where they will answer to God for the influence they yield to the people they serve. They will answer to God. And if any one of the leaders causes a young one to stumble, it'd be better that a millstone be tied around his neck and them thrown into an abyss. God cares very much how leaders influence those they lead. And if they lead honorably, if they lead you to the throne of God, if they lead you to following Jesus Christ, you need to take care of them, encourage them, provide for them. I think one of the best things you could do is ask what you can do to help the leaders in your life be successful. If they're successful leaders, they're asking the same thing about what they need to do to help you be successful. And if I'm working with the leaders in my life to help them be successful, and they are working on my life to help me be successful, good things can happen. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.